Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Good evening, Will.
How are you?
Very good, thanks. Yeah, good.
Here we are at the start of May.
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
How has May come round so quickly?
These things happen, Will. You know how it is.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
It does. Time flies when you're having fun, Will.
And lots going on. We've got the Stray FM Local Hero Awards next week, which we're very excited about.
I am very excited about that. I love that. Yeah, definitely going to be packing the tissues for that one.
Absolutely. So talk to me about tonight's dish then, Steph.
Okay, Will, tonight's dish is quite simple. It's a springtime chicken risotto with fresh herbs. I've got fresh basil, fresh coriander, fresh parsley in there, fresh chives, and it's really, really sort of
fresh.
Absolutely fresh. Inspirational from last weekend's Harrogate Flower Show. So, yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about a risotto, though. For somebody that's not prepared one before, where do you start?
Okay, well, this one, I made my own chicken stock, but you can cheat and buy a stock cube or something and create your own chicken stock quite quickly. But I made my own. Some risotto, you would put wine in there. You start by frying an onion. I didn't actually put wine in this one because I'd made my own chicken stock. I thought that would be good enough to carry it through, which I think it does. But, yeah, so normally fry an onion. Then you would, like a chopped onion, in a little bit of oil, add a glass of white wine and let that reduce. Then add your rice, which we're using either Arborio or another type of risotto rice, but I've used Arborio for this one. And then you basically ladle in, ladle by ladle, you call it to feed the risotto. So you add a ladle of stock and then you stir. Risotto is one of those things you can't leave the pan alone. You have to stir it the whole time it's cooking.
You can't just nip off and watch a bit of TV for 5 minutes and then come back. No, it doesn't kind of work.
No, it doesn't, because you have to feed this risotto by ladle. My advice would be go for a heavy bottom pan, so not not one of these that's going to stick. You need a wooden spoon, and you just need to keep stirring. And then when the rice has swollen and it's what they call al dente with a slight bite, then you take it off, and that's when I added in my shredded cooked spring chicken and my big handful of chopped fresh herbs. And then just finish that off with some freshly grated Parmesan cheese or Yorkshire cheese. I use Parmesan in this one because I think with risotto, I like to use the Italian cheese with that. But I've done other risottos with other things.
Steph, you say that's simple. That's absolutely amazing. I mean, honestly, it tastes so good.
A lot of people make risotto. A lot of people overcook it and they end off with a ball of rice that looks like a blob of mashed potato. It's all about cooking it just with a slight bite. And because we've added a ladle by a ladle with the stock and we've made our own stock, that's giving it the flavour. That's giving it that oomph of power.
Fantastic. Well, it's very, very tasty. Steph Moon, thank you so much once
always
again.
Always a pleasure, Will.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.